This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
So the coach inspired the crowd, but he couldn't get to the point of inspiring the team to get over the hump against Florida State over the weekend.
Yeah, it was probably one of the best moments, right, so far of the Cristobal era, because he got to be out there in front of the fans, get everybody fired up. It was a great sort of viral video moment. Yeah, it was cool. It was funny. I was cracking up watching Mario kind of go WWE style, you know, and just kind of get in there. I wish they did that at every football game. Imagine if they did that at every football game. Opening quarter, coach grabs the mic and says, "Hey, let's go. Let's get everybody," right. You know?
Right.
Be kind of a fun little twist to football now, but yeah, it was great and good weekend overall, man. They had over 200 kids there, all in, you know, from future recruiting classes, some of the best kids. I was out in front of the Hecht Athletic Center for about 2 or 3 hours interviewing kids as they were walking in, getting their phone number, saying what's up, introducing myself. A lot of these elite kids from all across the country, and I can tell you the common theme for all of them was, man, you know, Mario's exciting. Like he's an enthusiastic coach, and he brings this level of excitement where all of them want to come and check it out and see if they want to be a part of this thing. I mean, I think without question, there's, you know, you're going to see the recruiting amp up tremendously in terms of the high caliber kids wanting to come here. But in the end, as Brett Getz, who runs the 7-on-7 team, the South Florida Express, told me, it's awesome now, but he's still got to win, man. He's still got to win in the fall. Or all of this stuff falls apart, you know. So
I'm with you. I and he's right. It's, listen, you and I talked about this. What he did at Oregon is not good enough in Miami.
Mm-mm.
Just that's how scary it is, because he was pretty good at Oregon, but he wasn't beating SEC teams. He wasn't winning national title. So unfortunately, that's what it's going to require here. He's going to have to be a national title contender. He's going to have to beat his former employer in Nick Saban. These are the kind of things, you know, you got to beat Dabo Sweeney, right in your own conference. These are the kind of things that he didn't, you know, do over there. And like losing twice to Utah, oh my God, Canes fans would lose their minds.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you lose twice to Utah in a year, that's like losing twice to, it's not even Clemson, dude. It's
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, it's like Va Tech and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, man, the job is real, and the task is huge for this man.
Yeah, and it's going to take a lot of talent. I mean, that's the one thing I think everybody says, oh, Miami, look at those great recruiting classes. They're still getting kids drafted. Oh, I mean, let's face it, man. If you're not turning out first-rounders on the regular, you don't have enough talent to win, right? You got to have those elite kids. And those numbers have gone down tremendously over the years at Miami. It's been well-documented. So you need to get the best of the best players, you know, to win championships. It starts up front, starts on the offensive line, defensive line. I think it's great that Mario, that's his focus here, right? It's landing guys in the trenches that are going to be able to go up against Alabama and Georgia and move people and you know, create havoc up front. Obviously, you need it all. You need the quarterbacks, you need the cornerbacks, you need the safeties, you need every position. But ultimately, if you don't have the horses up front, you're not going anywhere. And as he and I talked about once recently, you know, you watch the film from last year, he tells me we're going sideways and getting knocked on our ass most of the time.
Right.
So, that's why you see this intent push on the offensive defensive lines here, recruiting wise and through the transfer portal early on. And, you know, they made a big pickup yesterday that was sort of an under the radar pickup, but there's a young kid, Andrew Rogers. Okay. Who was on Mel Tucker's staff at Michigan State for a long time. Andrew Rogers is going to be coming over to Miami now. This Rogers kid is basically the kid who monitored the transfer portal at Colorado and at Michigan State for Mel Tucker. And look at what they did at Michigan State, you know, getting some elite kids. So again, he's expanding the staff. He's going to have more resources. I expect this thing to get better. But like you said, winning the ACC or getting to the ACC championship game and losing isn't going to be good enough 2 or 3 years from now. I think he's, you're right. It's going to have to be playoffs in a couple of years where people are going to start saying, what's going on here?